Is it David versus Goliath? Does it feel that way to you?
A little bit in that it's small market versus big market, but if you look at the Rays over the last several years, they've been in the playoffs or knocking on the door.
Who's the third baseman for the Rays that line drive off of Smith's bat almost damn near knocked out his teeth?
I don't remember his name, and I don't
Exactly.
know half of the Double Rays names. I just know, go Rays!
And by the way, that's such a dated shirt that I don't believe they use the Devils in their name anymore. That's out.
That's why no one can call me a fair weather fan. This is from 1999. They got
Let's
rid of the
see.
Devil Rays. It's just the straight Rays.
Let's see the back. There it is. All he does is win, win, win. First, let me say this. For LA, the Dodgers to get in the World Series the way they did, game seven, Cody Bellinger, both those 8-pitch at bats where they went deep. I mean, we've talked about this a little bit with the Lakers winning. You even said the Mamba mentality. They've got stuff up in and around LA where Kobe's there and he's supporting LA. I mean, it's somewhat storybook, but nonetheless, the World Series is tied 1-1.
And if you look at game one, it was all about Kershaw. He did great. He pitched great. Bellinger got another home run. They got off to a fast start. And Mookie Betts, how about him? Robs home runs, diving catches, stealing bases. He may be the missing piece to bring the Dodgers to the World Series this year.
Not only that, but it seems as though people look at his contract, they're like, wow, for Mookie and him coming from Boston, he has played into his contract, if not above. And so you're exactly right. Me myself being a Mariners fan, now there are some Mariners. We have a touch of Mariners, Chris Taylor, Zunino, Snell, who got the win last night. Is from Shorewood, so there's some Northwest feeling in the World Series. But nonetheless, are you on? So can I ask this? Are you officially on the Rays bandwagon, or
No,
will it change?
I've been waiting to wear this jersey on the podcast, and I didn't know when to wear it. So, like, if the Rays go to the World Series, I got to break it out.
What? How long has it been since the Rays were in the World Series?
It
They
was they
won.
played against your boy
They did in
Kendrick,
08. Yeah.
08,
That's when they lost, obviously, in the World Series. So they're
4-1
back
after the rain delay.
there was tw some 12 years later. But if you saw Snell's interview after the game, he talks about the team just being almost like this. They all gel. They're all the same mentality. Whereas LA, it's not as though you have that, Dave Roberts. We talked to him in spring training. You know him. I mean, it's not as though he forms a team out of individuals. It seems as though they all coexist. There's even guys on the Dodgers that, I don't know Smith's name before the World Series. So you got a good blend of just, players playing above their Seager. I get you to do the Corey Seager home run? Can you reenact that?
He chokes
Or no,
up.
I no, you need to get off your chair, seriously. Get off your chair.
I can't be on the microphone if I'm off the chair.
That's fine. You don't need to hear what I say while you're doing this. You everyone. Here's I'm gonna pitch to you. No. You need to face the camera because this is the most important part. There it is. See? The knee into the turf. And that's exactly what Kyle does. I
How'd
just
the
said
stroke
you.
look?
Stroke looked pretty good.
I think I'm busting out of this jersey.
That obviously fits Randy, not you.
But you're right. The Dodgers have the big names: Seager, JT, Bellinger, Kershaw, Bueller, Betts, Muncy, and then the Rays are people we're just starting to know. Like, the Rays have to be smart and get to the low contracts, the budding star, and keep trading for younger, more cost-effective contracts.
I feel like there's analytics in baseball. We all know that. You even have outfielders like pulling out a little card that says this person's up. This is where I need to go stand. It's come to that, which right, wrong, or indifferent. They have to leverage it because
the Rays played four outfielders and three infielders during one shift. And you know what? The guy hit it right to the third baseman.
Exactly. So we're there. And so the thing that we're seeing the difference is being the long ball, because I wouldn't say it's rare that you get a guy with a double or a triple, but it's to the point where it's almost on the pitching and how many mistakes they make. I mean, we saw it yesterday. I forget the guy that hit a home run, and I should know this, but it literally hit the top of the wall, literally by like an inch, hit the top of the wall and went out. And the pitcher for the Dodgers knew it was a mistake. And so as the World Series goes on, in my, I'm not a baseball expert in any way, shape, or form, but I believe it's going to come down to what pitchers make the least amount of mistakes. Yeah. And there's more mistakes to be had on the Dodgers side because you have hitters that can go deep, which we saw and which we've seen throughout the playoffs. But what's your opinion on this? Who ends up winning?
I don't know. I'm pulling for the Dodgers because I'm in LA, but I think this goes seven. Like, really? The Rays have great pitching. They have Snell. They have Glasgow. They have Morton. And their bullpen is filthy. And so because of that, I think they will limit the Dodgers. I don't think it's going to be a lot like game one. I'm just worried if the Dodgers can win games when Kershaw or Buehler don't pitch. So Buehler or Kershaw didn't pitch game two. They lost. Buehler's going to pitch game three. They'll win that. They got Ryu on game four. That's why I think it's going to come down to seven. And the Dodgers have slightly more offense, but if the Rays frontline pitchers, that Glasgow guy was throwing 100. It was unbelievable.
Here's my – we'll finish on this. Do you – you, me watching the World Series, I always look at the personalities of the pitchers, and they all look like people within movies. There's like a reliever for the Rays that looks like he's Biff from Back to the Future. Yes. And then you got a guy with curly red hair, that the same guy that gave up the home run, whose name I should know as well. But
Dusty May. Like,
yeah. So we see all these characters of the bullpen because you don't want to limit your starters. There's all types of stuff going on in this World Series. It's a game of chess rather than checkers these days.
Game seven, Dodgers win on a Max Muncy walk-off. Not Homer. He's going to hit a single walk-off.
Mad Max.
Bold prediction.
I'll go even further. Infield drawn in. Just gets over. Just gets over the shortstop's head.
It's one of those high hoppers that just bounces over the shortstop.
It's a to call out a small team and an expansion team, it's a Luis Gonzalez little bloop where he throws his arms up and off they go.
What about all the gestures now? When you get on first or your second, you go like this, you go like this, you
I mean, what's our wow. gesture? I mean, after a single, it seems like.
Yeah.
It's like you get a lay-in, you know, or you know, in basketball and you're doing one of these. Like, come on. Hey, but it's entertaining and it's a World Series.
And it's live sports and we're thankful that we have it during COVID.
Big Ben and Kay Wynn. No Filter Network. How about this?
Let's go.
Eric Burns, thank you. What do we got coming up?
We got NFL coming up. We have an interview with FP Santangelo coming up. We might even get a former correspondent from Bristol and a former Coug on the show as well. So you guys got to tune in to watch.
Boom.
Boom.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.